Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston. Hello, everybody. My dog just looked up at me like something exciting's happening. It is, Otto. It is. I typically have my dog in here while I'm recording. So hello, for those who don't already know me, I just like to introduce myself. I'm sorry if this gets old for those of you who like hear me every week. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you like hearing all my different introductions. Maybe they help you get to know me or something. I am kind of like, when I'm a podcast listener, I never get sick of my favorite podcasts. And I just love, I shouldn't say never, but I really do love my mentors and my friends that are podcasters that don't know me, but I know them and I hang on their words and I use them so much in my life. So anyway, hi everyone. My name's Lizzie Langston. And I wanted to come clean about a couple things about myself. So let me start with the basics. I have three kids, ages 8, 6, and 4, two boys and a girl. And I have a German short-haired pointer that I'm a mama to. His name's Otto. I mostly call him Otto Baby. Yeah, that's right, hon, buddy. He's like asleep right now because we went swimming today, not in a pool. Long story. Anyway, it was fun. I love podcasting. I love postpartum coaching and helping postpartum women, helping them in any way. You know, a lot of times it's through coaching. Sometimes people just ask me for advice. Sometimes people just come to the podcast and then go their way. So however I can help you, I just love doing that. There's something about supporting women. I'm a feminist, but I'm a man-loving feminist. I love and respect the masculine. I just seek for balance between the masculine and the feminine. Not necessarily equality in all the ways, but you know, balance and harmony. So in general. So yeah, that's me. And a couple interesting things about me. I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And also sometimes being a member of that church feels hard for me. And I'm real about it. You know, I believe that religious trauma is a thing. I also believe that Jesus Christ is the savior of the world. And I also have a lot of like feminine witchy spirituality about me. I'm very intuitive, very holistic. I have delved into energy work and lots of energetics. I'm really into manifestation and human design. So if you ever want to geek out on those with me, just let me know, especially all you fellow business owners. I think I have something coming for you. I don't know when, but I can feel it in my womb space, like in my body, that I want to be speaking to other entrepreneurs about how much human design has helped me behind the scenes in my business as a business owner and mom and wife and just balancing everything. It has been immeasurably helpful. So maybe we'll have to talk more about human design on the podcast. For today, I have a special in-depth episode on the mother wound. I've mentioned the mother wound before, actually in really recent episodes, but I wanted to talk more about it from the postpartum coach perspective. I think what I've shared so far has been more related to my own growth and healing and that of my clients. And this one's more zoomed out and comprehensive and hopefully will help you really understand in a very clear way your own mother wound and the one that exists in your family line and what it means for our experience postpartum. How does it directly impact birth trauma and symptoms that we have like postpartum depression and anxiety? So buckle your seatbelts, my friends. Today is going to be eye-opening, I believe. You will be like, I think you'll have a couple of mind bending moments. I don't think it'll like blow your mind off. I think it's going to like really make you want to lean into this and take another look and see maybe even your relationship with your own mom and your relationship with your daughters, if you have daughters, or just your children differently. So hang in for this episode. Before I dive in, I wanted to say thank you for those of you who have left reviews on the podcast. And I actually wanted to share a review today from my group. So if you don't know, I have a 12-week program. And I run this program for postpartum women. We cover birth trauma, postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression, the mother wound, which we'll learn more about today. Just so many things. It's quite comprehensive, but also my process is really simple. It's just three steps: calm your body, calm your mind, and calm your life. And once you get your body and mind working together again, and you know how to calm both of those things and again, have them on the same page, it's so much easier to address past traumas and manage your life day to day, emotionally, mentally, and your health. So that's my group. And I randomly stumbled upon a review from the last group that I did, which was the first one that I ever opened. And I wanted to read it to you today. Okay, this review was left by Riss. And she said, "I honestly can't believe how much better I am. I feel so grateful. This has led me to really think about what I want to do with my life and to follow my passion. I feel like myself again, dancing."
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
And singing, listening to music, I am forever grateful for this group. Looking so forward to the rest of the journey. Thank you, Riss, which I believe was short for Marissa. And I believe you started your own business now. And I just wanted to give her a shout out. She's a registered nurse turned gut health coach. And she's on Instagram. And I found her randomly the other day and we reconnected after she's been through my program. And I just want to give her a shout out. So if you want to go follow her and learn about gut health for moms and women, you can find her at Nurse Your Gut, which I thought was such a cute name, at Nurse Your Gut. Because she's a nurse. Get it? It's so cute. Thank you, Marissa. It's been an honor to have you come through the program. Oh my gosh, I just looked at the clock. It's 4:44. I love it. Okay. Thanks again, Marissa, for that review. So if you are interested in the program, you can always just go to lizzielangston.com/program and get on the wait list. We'll open back up in a few more weeks once this current cohort is finished. They are on fire. I'll tell you more about them, I'm sure. Okay. So let's dive in. This one is kind of like a big topic and feels important. I'm just looking at my handwritten notes. The mother wound is really, in my opinion, broken into four parts. So when we say the mother wound, you think about your mom, but it's a little bit more comprehensive than that because we're all tied together like a big quilt in our family line. And the mother wound is something that started way before we were born. And that we influence, and then it continues on in whatever shape it's in to our daughters. And so I wanted to just hit on it real quick in these four ways. I wanted to break it up for you. Number one is in your relationship with your mom. That's typically where you feel it the most presently. Sometimes I hear stories about grandmothers and there's like the mother wound feels really big. You know, maybe your mom's mom had a really traumatic life, but your mom didn't, but your mom's mom did. So it could be that, but a lot of times it's relationship with mom is where the mother wound starts. Then it seems to go to number two, which is your self-nurture and mothering your mother, mothering your the mother within you is what I mean. Mothering yourself, your inner mother, okay? So there's your relationship with your mom. Then there's your mothering of your inner mother or your self-nurture. And then from there, I have experienced that from that place is when I started to get really curious about a heavenly mother or a divine feminine. Whether you believe that God is beyond form and there might just be masculine and energy feminine to that form, or whether you believe, you know, something along the lines of what I do, like there's a being in heaven and there might actually, like this is, I'm like always hesitant to share beliefs because I don't want to push beliefs on anyone, but I'm just like, for sake of clarity, I know I have a lot of people here who are also of the church that I belong to as well. So in an inclusive way, I also want to share that I believe that there is a heavenly mother and a heavenly father, and that that's the family unit of God and we're patterned after that. And so the divine feminine, okay? And then the fourth place is the generational, really getting curious about the women that have come before you and sort of your matriarchal line. All right, so in a brief recap, I'm going to review for you. You've got number one, your relationship with your mother, which is where it typically starts, the mother wound work. Number two, you have mothering your own self. That's how you heal the mother wound ultimately. How you recognize it is through your mom, but how you heal it is through you and loving you. And then number three is connecting with the divine feminine or even just feminine energy, if that settles better for you, just depending on what your belief system is. And then number four is the generational. And when I say generational, I mean looking backwards and forwards. So healing and learning about the trauma of the women that came before you, and also managing your own triggers from your wound in your relationship to the women that you are raising, whether that's your daughter or as you get older, you potentially might have a daughter-in-law or something like that, or both. All right. And of course, any step or foster parents or anybody that didn't physically birth you, but you believe is a mother to you, or you know, that's your mother, feel free to throw that in as well. I want to be inclusive to all types of family and what that looks like. So that's the mother wound. Is your brain percolating? Because mine is a little bit. I'm like, let's dive in. Let's talk about each of these. So let's start with where most women start, which is your relationship with your mom. Have you seen the movie Turning Red? If you haven't, it's totally worth watching. I think it triggered a lot of women who have mother wounds, but haven't really been able to focus on, you know, figuring them out, because it's a scary thing for women. I know it has been for me, because we want to inherently protect our mothers, and especially almost counterintuitively, sometimes the more toxicity there is in your relationship with your mom, the more you actually are careful about protecting her, which means that you will not take out the mother wound and work on it, right? There's this, we call that self-abandonment in the world of trauma. But unfortunately, but kind of also fortunately, symptoms of self-abandonment, your nervous system will throw you symptoms like anxiety and depression postpartum, and also birth trauma, which I'm actually going to dedicate a whole episode to birth trauma and the mother wound. And so be listening for that. But I just wanted to tell you that doing the mother wound work doesn't make you hate your mom or turn against her. Now, I will say, disclaimer, there will be anger that could potentially come up. And a lot of times that's what we're most afraid of. I think a lot of women are very scared that their anger will just take over. But you just have to remember, anger is just one step in the grieving process. And ultimately what we're doing with the mother wound and how we process it is we grieve what we didn't have. And we grieve what was not and what is not currently with our moms. But just because it is not doesn't mean that it's never going to be. And if it's true that the relationship with you, that you want and desire with your mom is never going to be or can never be in this lifetime, I want you to know that if you learn how to nurture yourself and close up and heal that mother wound in yourself, not only will your daughters and granddaughters, etc., be better off, but you will be able to still be mothered in your lifetime by yourself and also by other women. You'll still be able to receive and attract and find mothers and mothership. I'm going to call it mothership. Okay. From other women, you will get, that's what I mean when I say we have many mothers, the feminine divine, right? And I had a massage therapist named Patty. She knows who she is. She's amazing. And Patty was totally a mother to me at a certain time with certain dilemmas and problems in my life. She had run businesses before. She had experienced coaching before, and she was able to mother me in ways that I needed. And it was just, that was her role in my life, right? And so I want you to just play with this idea that healing from the mother wound is possible. It doesn't make you hate your mom. And even if you believe or it is true that you might be limited in some ways emotionally with connecting to your mom, you can be fulfilled in those ways. You can feel that mother wound can be felt and can be filled by other women in your life, by friends and professionals and mentors and coaches. It really is true. And it doesn't have to be in a way that takes away from your mother. I just got an email today from one of the women that's in my current cohort of my 12-week program. It's the Calm Your Body, Calm Your Mind, Calm Your Life. I don't know what to call the program yet. I haven't named it, but she was just telling me, she just got back from traveling with her mom and how much she was able to accept her mom. And she never felt so much acceptance like she has since she's been doing this work. And she specifically joined my group for working on the mother wound in addition to postpartum anxiety and stuff. So I know healing is possible for you. And if you'd like to do it here with us in my group program, we're starting up again in a few more weeks. So just get on the wait list to join the program so that you'll be the first to know about it and you can jump in when we're ready. It's lizzielangston.com/program. That's where you can join the wait list. lizzielangston.com/program. I'll see you inside the program. And for the rest of you, we'll catch you here right here next week. Talk to you soon. Hello, this is a new outro because I'm currently updating my program. I'm no longer offering consults for private coaching, but as you heard me say in the podcast, it's a 12-week program that I've got going right now, and it's amazing. We're healing the mother wound, generational anger patterns, passive aggression. We're healing depression and anxiety postpartum and birth trauma, past childhood trauma, and so much more. So come join us. Get on the wait list today at lizzielangston.com/program. And if the program is open, it's that same link, lizzielangston.com/program, to be able to get in now. If you have any questions, just email me, lizzie@lizzielangston.com, and we'll talk soon.
And we'll see you here next week. Take care.
Hello, this is a new outro because I'm currently updating my program. I'm no longer offering consults for private coaching, but as you heard me say in the podcast, it's a 12-week program that I've got going right now, and it's amazing. We're healing the mother wound, generational anger patterns, passive aggression. We're healing depression and anxiety postpartum and birth trauma, past childhood trauma, and so much more. So come join us. Get on the wait list today at lizzielangston.com/program. And if the program is open, it's that same link, lizzielangston.com/program. I cannot wait to see how much healing you receive in 12 weeks. We'll talk to you inside.